Start over. I'm going to go ahead and call to call to order the meeting of the Internal Operations Committee. Can I get roll call, please?
Roll call has been taken, and let the record reflect that all members are present.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Let's move to public comments. So do we have any public on the line?
We do not have public on the line.
Okay. And I'm seeing no public in the building due to COVID. So we will go to our discussion item. E1.
Yes, and Assistant General Manager Davies will present that item.
Awesome.
On his taxi.
Good afternoon, Internal Operations Committee. This matter before you now is the Community Alert Text System. If you recall, this matter was brought before an earlier board meeting on to get a consensus of whether or not the board was interested in pursuing a community alert text system. The board, by consensus, I would say, was extremely interested in implementing this system, but asked that I work with Director Callahan, who is very familiar with this kind of industry, to ascertain what an appropriate vendor would be and to bring it back to this committee for a recommendation to the board. So, Director Callahan recommended a company called SlickText, and I had previously researched companies and actually interviewed one of the representatives of the company that was not SlickText, and so I had some familiarity with the positives of those other companies and the negatives of those companies, and staff pursued interviewing a representative from SlickText. After the interview, there were some benefits to SlickText that I saw, and the pricing was extremely competitive with the other vendors. And some of the great features of SlickText were, one, you would still pay for a bucket of text, but at the end of the month, if you had not used those texts or whatever unused texts there were, they would roll over for 90 days into the other bucket. And that was a feature that I did not see with the other companies. The other companies also, if you went over your bucket, they would charge you a per text fee. And SlickText doesn't do that, but what they would do is, if you're getting close to the end of your buckets, they would talk about bumping up that plan for the month, and you would just go to the next plan bucket. The other thing about SlickText was, at the $79 plan, which gives you 2,000 texts per month, they would do one-on-one onboarding with you, so they would actually have a representative work with the person that's going to be managing this on behalf of Discovery Bay. And they have what's called text words, and I thought this was an interesting way to geographically represent areas of the community. So if the community was to come online with this program, they would look to see what zone they're in. We could create a map, use the text word for that particular zone, and then that would be the zone they would be assigned to. And the text word could be zone 57 or what have you. So we get six of those at this price. So we have five zones, and then the sixth zone could be the all-encompassing Discovery Bay. So I thought that fit perfectly with the $79 a month plan. All said, this has one-on-one support if you need it, live chat support if we need it, etc. So my recommendation is, there are many good plans out there, but I really think Director Callahan hit it on the head that this was a great plan for us, and I would encourage the committee to recommend this plan to the Board of Directors. I do have one caveat on this, and that is that right now, the person that would be engaged in sending out the community alert, that position is temporarily being filled by Jessica. But we don't do this until we have a permanent person there that we know is going to be there that can work with the vendor at that time. This is not an emergency to get this done. And so we want to do it right, and we want to do it with someone that's going to be in place for a long time, hopefully. Are there any questions?
Yes. So, it all sounds good. With that said, and understanding we want to make sure there's somebody permanent, so to speak, in the position, before we start sending anything out, could we use this time to make the decision, you know, on the zones and then start working to, how do we work on the communication to get everybody to sign up for it and, you know, looking at, you know, so we'll send, we'll post here, here, and here. Can we reach out to HOA, you know, just kind of go above and beyond what we normally do to start getting people to sign up for it when we are ready to go?
I think it would be jumping the gun because even though you're meeting with a representative, the representative is a salesperson that is actually selling you, you know, the bullet point concept of the actual plan. But this would be customized to us when they work one-on-one with our representative. So I wouldn't really have enough information to supply it. And so my vision of how it works is overbroad. And I think before we start sending it out to the community and all that would need to be worked out with whoever our expert's going to be with the vendor so that we know what it is when we have it. It's not plug and play. It's not one system. It's customized to fill your needs.
Thinking, but that's fine. Thanks, Mike.
Any other questions?
Do you have any public on the line yet?
We do not.
Okay.
So we're looking for a vote to recommend Slip X as the vendor to the board of directors.
I recommend we accept the recommendation of the staff for Slick Text as our SMS vendor.
And I will second that.
Okay.
Thank
great.
You.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
Interim assistant.
Interim assistant general manager.
General manager of Davies. Thank you, sir. All right. Are there any future discussion items or agenda items?
No, I have some communications things, but we can wait to that meeting here and talk about it now. Just an idea that I have.
Is it something that we could use, it would turn into an agenda item?
Yeah.
For internal ops or for communications?
Well, for communications, oh. But we don't have to wait that long.
Communications is the next meeting.
It is.
You'll be attending.
Yeah. Yeah, next month?
Yes.
We can have a sidebar conversation before the meeting to prepare.
Okay, let's talk about it right now.
Okay. Sounds good. Very okay.
Simple. I believe that you're the chairman.
Yeah, she is.
So you'll work on the agenda with the...
Yes.
Yeah, but we can chat. It probably doesn't really need to be an agenda item. We can just chat about it. It was just okay. Popping in my head this morning, so...
Okay, right. Well, if there is nothing else, then we will adjourn the meeting at 3:38.